You've probably heard the promise, quick, in-house sinus and snoring relief. Same solution, same timeline for everyone. The reality is no two people experience sinus and snoring problems the same, and your path to feeling better should reflect that. At Ohio ENT and Allergy Physicians, your care starts with a thorough evaluation by a local board-certified ENT physician. Sometimes an in-office option works, sometimes something else is better. The difference? Your plan is built around you. Visit OhioENTandAllergy.com and schedule an appointment today.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
And we are joined by Newstalk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, for her tech takeover. And I'm really glad you're doing this one today, Jess. Talk me through this. How do we deactivate versus delete our X account if we are feeling so inclined at the minute?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking about this. A lot of people have been saying they're going to do it, but I know some who said they're not going to do it and haven't done it. But if you are going to do it, you use two very important words there. There's deactivate and then there's delete. And it does take a few minutes. So I would recommend, if you are serious about it, that you follow all the steps, because if and when you decide now is the time to walk away from X, firstly, fair play to you. Secondly, you can go in to your settings and opt to deactivate. Now, this is the first way to do it, in that it takes your profile, it eliminates your profile for a 30-day cooling off period. So if you're not sure if you're going to stick it, maybe you think you might miss X if and when you do this, deactivating is the way to go. So you go into your settings. They make it very clear for you to do so. You can put in your password, you confirm that you're happy to do it, and that then removes your profile, essentially, as I said, for 30 days. If you do log in after 30 days, it reactivates it and you're back the way it was. If you don't go back in after 30 days, they take that as a sign that you will, you no longer want your account, and they will delete it entirely.
Okay, I'm just looking at my Twitter account now. Where are my settings?
So your settings, okay.
Let's just go from the basics,
okay, so
here,
let's
Jess.
Let's go step by step. Let me take out my phone and we'll go step by step. So it depends on the type of phone that you have. But if you tap on your profile picture down in the bottom of your screen, if you've got an Android, then you'll, underneath where it says profile and premium, it'll say settings and support. So if you go into settings and privacy, so you go into that.
Oh, yes.
And then from there, you can go in to your, it says your account. So tap on that. And within this, there's something that I want to mention before we go to the step of deactivating our accounts. The one above that says download an archive of your data. And I'd recommend you do this. Even if you never open it, or you never go into it, or you never do nothing with it, I would still recommend you do it, because if and when you delete your X account, and if I Google Ciara Doherty Twitter, Google may still present me with some of your old tweets.
This is what I wanted to know. Is there a trail?
Well, there is always a trail. So first step on our proper to-do list of deleting, right? Go into the steps we just mentioned and go to download an archive of your data. I'd recommend that you do that. And you have, this is a request. It doesn't happen instantaneously. You're requesting access to your data. They will send it to you usually within a few days. Save that archive. And the reason is...
And is that an archive of all of your tweets?
Interactions, yeah.
All your interactions?
Yeah, so your tweets and your replies. So if you reply to someone, all of that. I'd recommend you hold on to it because of the next point, which is if you do delete your account, your tweets may still appear if I Google you, or if somebody was to Google you. We know very famous examples of, say, comedians like Kevin Hart, who have been hashtag cancelled as a result of archive tweets, tweets they've put out in the past. So deleting your account doesn't automatically delete every trace of your tweets. But by having this archive, you can firstly get across what you said and what you haven't said. You can identify anything that you don't want to remain on the internet. And if and when that does happen, if you think, oh, there was a period a few years ago where I said something or I got into a spat with someone, I don't want that to be up there. What you need to do, unfortunately, is going in and manually deleting tweets. Now, again, it's an arduous process, but that's why having the archive is a good idea, because you can scan through, identify if there is something that you want to get rid of. Find that tweet, get rid of it. And once that's done and it's deleted, again, it may still show up on Google searches. If it's very sensitive or damaging, you can go into the process of the right to be forgotten and all the rest. But that's a bit more arduous, and I don't think the majority of us would need that. But the key things that you need to know is there is, firstly, the deactivation, and then there's the step to delete. It's all within the settings. So you tap on your profile picture, you go to settings and privacy, your account, and then you can deactivate your account. That puts it on ice essentially for 30 days. If you don't log back in, they will delete it thereafter.
Can you skip that step? Can you just go straight to the delete?
They try to encourage you to go through the process of the deactivation to ensure that you want to and you're committed to it. There's no way to bypass that. It is the case of, if you have deactivated it, for all intents and purposes, it is deleted. It's just giving you that cooling off period in case you change your mind. Because again, I was talking to somebody on my own show last week about this. Like, Twitter used to be, and building up that core following, it used to be a great place. And so there's almost a sentimentality of leaving those connections that you've built up over time. But for some people, we have just reached the point of no return and they are willing to walk away. But you have to go through that process.
Mm. We have no sense, do we? We have no numbers at this point. We don't know how many people have done this.
We don't have a clue, because X doesn't communicate that type of stuff. You might get some trends on usage figures, so how many daily active users the likes of Twitter has or X has and the different social platforms. But in terms of the numbers that are walking away, we don't know. It's the same with, we don't have an actual figure on the number of bot accounts that are on X. Like, there's a new feature on Instagram. It's new enough. But on Instagram, if you go into your followers, it'll tell you how many deactivated accounts or non-active accounts follow you. I think there's like 60 something non-active accounts that follow me. But we've no idea, because X just doesn't communicate. We've heard Minister Niamh Smith on the station numerous times over the last 10 days or so, saying she's looking to get a meeting. I have spoken to different bodies who are investigating X or are looking to investigate X, and they struggle to get people. So X isn't the most forthcoming with information.
All right. What's your tech tip this week?
Well, in keeping with the cleaning up your online presence, clean your cloud. Have you ever cleaned your cloud?
No, because I don't have 6 weeks free, but that's how long it would take.
This is one of my New Year's resolutions, and I'm making progress bit by bit by bit. But I am someone who, I have photos in Dropbox, I have photos in iPhotos, I have photos in Google Photos, yes. And it is a pain in the face.
And how many unopened, unread emails do you have?
I'm good at my emails.
Like zero?
Yeah, I'm good with my emails.
Yeah. You are the tech correspondent for News Talk. Okay, I'll let you off of that.
But go through, clean your cloud, clear out the screenshots, clear out duplicates. You can go in, if you're using Google Photos and so on, you can organize by size, same in iPhotos, organize by size, organize by if it's a screenshot or whatever it is. Get rid, stop paying for cloud storage and stop using cloud storage that you don't actually need or want. It takes a bit of time, chip away at it between now and February and you'll be laughing.
Yeah, and you'll feel really good about yourself. And your tech recommendation?
It's an Irish company, Bobby Healy, the man behind Mana Drones. Over Christmas, he started posting, actually on X, that he was looking for an online digital notebook to help him sort of home all of his notes and be an alternative, a more secure, more stripped back version of some of the other products that are out there. He, using AI, so AI wrote the entire code for Nevernote.ie. I have an interview with them on this week's Tech Talk that you can hear on Friday from noon as a podcast, or Saturday at 5. But he explains to me how he, talking to AI, built this platform that is free to use. It is fabulous. If you are, like me, an online note taker, Nevernote.ie is the place to go.
And it took him no time at all.
No, from the day he had the idea to the day he said it live, I think it was 18 days, and he was doing it as a side hustle. Like, he says to me in the interview that he was kind of fiddling about with it when he was at the dinner table, that kind of thing.
I don't know whether that's fabulous or whether I'm a little bit scared.
It's a sign of things to come. And again, in that conversation, we have a really good chat about what this means. If you are a programmer, if you are working in this space, what does this mean for the future of your industry? The good news, and a bit of a spoiler alert, is he's saying it's not that game is over, but it just means AI is coming and it is a threat.
Okay, lots more on Jess Kelly's Program Tech Talk later in the week. Jess, thanks as always.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.